took the aggressiveness right from the beginning. With you, the 7 assists and the first 8 baskets, Grant and Jay Rich hitting the shots. Was that the game plan, just to kind of get out early?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, like I said last game, you know, we didn't play as hard or as convicted, I don't think, last game. We just had to be more aggressive both ends of the floor. You know, you never know if you're going to make shots in the first quarter and get off to a hot start, but, you know, we could have played a little bit harder than we did. And just a little more assertive than game one. I thought we were a little passive and a little tentative and hesitant in game one. So, you know, we took that out of our approach, and, you know, a lot of good things happened.
It looked like you were able to get the basket at will in the first half. Was there an adjustment there, or was it just the way the ball bounced?
No, I think we were just more aggressive getting the ball up the floor in earlier situations and moving bodies around so that they weren't set and you know, able to zone it up as much. So I thought we did a good job just kind of keeping the game a little better tempo, whether it was in transition or whether it was in the half court, just moving the ball around, moving bodies around, and giving ourselves an opportunity to get into the seams of the defense.
And how do you think you were able to bottle up Aldridge and Miller all night?
Well, I mean, first of all, Graham was phenomenal, I think, tonight. Both ends of the floor, his energy and his ability defensively to make it difficult for people was huge for us. And then, you know, we were just more aggressive. We weren't as hesitant. We didn't, you know, I think, sit back and hope for the best in certain situations. We were more aggressive. So it worked for us tonight. And I think we got to play like that and just play harder. And you know, sometimes you're going to get burned. But if you play hard, I think you usually make money on the deal. So I'll just keep it up.
Talked about you guys defensively getting to them early and, you know, denying them the ball and that. Was that something that was just not there the first game at all?
Yeah, like I said, you know, I think in game one we were a little hesitant, a little tentative and passive, and, you know, we just wanted to step it up a little more, be more aggressive, and try to make it more uncomfortable for them and not give them so much respect at times. So we did a much better job. We played much more aggressive and, you know, harder in some respects, but it was more of a mental approach adjustment than anything.
Steve, how are you able to catch their guards in so many of those quick post-ups?
Like with the... And throw it over the top. Well, I think they get out in transition, and sometimes there's a cross-match, you know, so a point guard's on Jason or Grant, and, you know, nobody's back yet, and I can kind of throw it over the top. If they don't front them, I can throw it to them in the post. If they front them, we can throw it over the top. So, you know, it's not necessarily like classic fast break, but it's an opportunity to take advantage of their size when they get a guard on them.
Is there a reason that worked so much better tonight than game one?
Well, we didn't get out in transition as much. You know, I think the game was slower. We didn't get as many steals. I don't know what we had tonight. We only had 4, but we got more stops. They shot 30-something percent. You know, but in game one, we got 1 steal, and they shot a higher percentage. So, you know, we were able to push the tempo a little more, and that's when those opportunities are there. You can't walk the ball up the court and expect them to let you throw it over the top for a layup. So, we had opportunities to get in transition. I think tonight we had 17 fast break points, if I'm not mistaken. So, yeah, compared to 2 or 4 last game. So, you know, we better tempo.
The ball today, you had 16 assists. Most of those were when the game was in contention. Do you think the Suns are a better team when you're distributing the ball, or you play more of a scorer?
Well, I try to find a balance, just be aggressive. You know, I don't have any preconceived notions. I just want to go out and be aggressive, and if the shots are there, I'm going to take them. If I can, you know, put pressure on the defense and open it up for my teammates, then that's the right play to make. So, you know, I try not to have a preconceived attitude towards it. I just want to be aggressive and try to find openings and put pressure on the defense and make the right decision.
Game one, they set the tempo and obviously won the game. Game two, you guys set the tempo and had your style game. How do you make sure that when you guys go out for games 3 and 4 that you're setting the pace and controlling it?
Well, you can't necessarily bottle that, or else we could chalk it up right now. But, you know, I think what we can hopefully bottle is an intensity and an aggressiveness. You know, I think even if the game one was a grinded out game, and suited their tempo, if we were a little more aggressive and weren't as passive, I think, defensively, I think we were just too conservative at times. And, you know, I think that was as much a reason we lost game one as the tempo.
What adjustments do you expect from Portland in game
three.
You know, I don't know. You know, they got to be pretty happy. They came in here, they got a split, and they've got home court now. So, you know, they can make some slight adjustments, but overall, it worked one of two nights, and you know, they should feel good about themselves. Well, you know, I mean, I thought it's a pretty special offensive night. To you know, he'd made 10 shots in a row before he missed his last shot. That's incredible. But you know, I mean, the defense I kind of come to expect from him. So I don't want to say I take it for granted, but he's phenomenal defensively. And tonight, you know, he was incredible offensively as well. It was pretty nice all-around game.
Playoffs, how much do you think that motivates him, and how much does it motivate you to get him to that next level?
You know, I never really talked about it with him. You know, I think there's plenty of motivation just as competitors. You just want to win. So, you know, I haven't really thought about it. I want to win because I love this group of guys, and if it gets Grant in the second round, great. It's the icing on the cake, I guess. But you know, I'm not out there trying to make shots to get Grant in the second round. I'm just trying to win the game. Win the game.
Thanks, guys.